Glory to Jesus Christ. We survived first week of the Great Fast. And for sure, there was some kind of zeal in these first days in us to keep fast, to start some kind of spiritual renewal. And it is somehow visible that many people, they have this desire, this longing for a change. Even they cannot bring definition of the change, but they have this longing to for some kind of positive change they cannot describe, but this desire is there. And it was visible, especially, you know, if you are on social media, so you could see that how many people were talking about fast, about beginning of fast, about the start of the Great Fast. It was amazing. Behind that, you can see this desire for something more in life. But you can find strange comments there too. You know, I saw one comment and there was one status, and there are a lot of comments on this topic of Great Fast, and many people were sharing what they are going to give up for the Great Fast. And there was like 10 or maybe more comments. And then one comment came and it sounded like somebody wrote like, "Oh, you Catholics, you so love suffering." I was laughing, you know. But well, if we are talking about this denial, about some kind of these spring sacrifices, for people who don't understand, it looks like craziness. Why we want to punish our body? Why we want to punish ourselves? What can we expect from that? They cannot understand. But we have to admit sometimes that we don't understand either. Many times we fast and we feel that, well, I'm hungry, I'm nervous, I'm not comfortable, and I am answering to my husband, to my wife in some kind of strong language because of hunger, and I ask, does it make sense to do this? Does it make sense to somehow punish myself in this way? What kind of spiritual goodness it brings to us? Well, we have to do this. And this ascetical experience is that only through these exercises, this external Christ, we can break the slavery of passions, bad habits, and we can open our eyes and we are able to see them something more. And this should be this our goal, to see more through the spiritual eyes. And this is why we heard this wonderful promise from Christ in today's gospel. He says to us too, well, don't worry, don't question them, have courage, because you will see greater things. This is God's promise for us that there is some kind of world we are not able to understand and to see now, but we will see greater things. And why we are not able to see it now? Is God hiding those things? He doesn't want to give us these greater things immediately. Does God want us to suffer, to fast, to pray, to make prostrations, So we have to pay this price for that? Well, this is not God's intention. To understand why we are supposed to do, and especially today when the Sunday of Orthodoxy, when we celebrate our Holy Fathers who brought this victory in correct teaching about icons. So let's take as a help an icon, and I would encourage you to find icon of the Last Judgment, this big one. You can see there Christ with his saints. You can see their soul ascending to the judgment place. You can see those who are in hell already. You can see people on the earth there. And there is one figure there which is very interesting. You can find that almost in each icon there is one figure of a man who is on the earth. And you can see two demons sitting on his shoulders. One demon covers his eyes. The second demon covers his ears. An explanation of this figure is that, well, we have to realize that we have invisible enemies which are jealous and they don't want us to go to heaven, so they send all kinds of temptations to us. A second explanation is that those demons represent our passions. So way how we live, how we take our faith. And this explanation goes like, if you tolerate your passions, your bad habits, so those passions, bad habits, those sins, they cover your eyes and they cover your ears. And you cannot see God's glory. You cannot see God's glory. As this is the theme of teaching of all Holy Fathers who teach about spiritual life, because they say you have to cleanse yourself from sin. You have to cleanse your heart from passions. You have to acquire virtues, and then your inner eyes will be open and you will see. You will see. What we are going to see? God's glory. God's glory. And those who had this experience, they are not able even describe this God's glory. This touch of heaven, this foretaste of heaven, they are looking for words. They want to give us this experience, but they cannot. Because this experience is offered to us only through experience. And we don't have words for describing of this experience. But what they say, what these saints say, that if you taste it once, you lose your desire for anything from the world because you want to live only in this God's glory. And this is why we are conquering through fasting, through prostrations, through longer prayers, these levels of our being which are lower, because we want to come to cleansing of our mind and heart, because we want to see, because we want to see greater things. This is calling to holiness. This is calling to this fullness of life. Many times we are so sad Christians because we stay somewhere at a minimum. And we really put down this desire for something new. This desire which pushes us to have this longing for something what is bigger than we are. We are putting it down because we don't want to face our passions. We don't want to conquer them because it takes effort. It takes energy to do this. But without that, we won't see those much greater things. Well, after 1 week of great fast, our zeal for fasting, for renewal, for this work which leads to perfectness, maybe it goes down, maybe we are already tired. But may those words of our Lord, who promises us that we can see better things, that there is something greater than you can imagine, may this is encouragement for us to do those things of which other think that there are tools of torture, with that intention to conquer our body, to conquer these passions. May through this our eyes, inner eyes, become clean, and may we too can see what saints saw, those much greater things. Amen.